This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A major climate bill passed its first test at the Capitol Wednesday. Democratic State Senator Chris Hansen introduced the bill and says it covers everything from insurance risk to gas lawnmowers to extracting heat from sewers.
A lot of different pieces in this bill, they combine to make a very powerful step forward for the state and help us address the urgent needs in this area.
Part of the proposal would require Colorado to eliminate its climate impact by 2050. That's faster than the state's current target to cut emissions by 90%. It passed a state committee on a 5-2 vote with Democrats in favor. A disproportionate number of people from Colorado's most populated counties go to prison. A state analysis of prison populations found that even the biggest and most crowded counties send a disproportionately high number of people to prison compared to their populations in the state. That means that Denver, El Paso, Arapaho, Adams, and Jefferson are home to 65% of the state's imprisoned population. A suspect who allegedly threatened teachers and schools in Summit County is scheduled to appear in court today. The DA in the 5th Judicial District says the 26-year-old man posted a threatening comment on Instagram in response to a post by the Summit Daily News. Schools in the Roaring Fork Valley are back open today after they were on lockdown as a precaution on Wednesday. The football stadium at the U.S. Air Force Academy has broken ground for extensive renovations. The $90 million project will upgrade the eastern side of the 60-year-old stadium, adding a new entrance and plaza, as well as improved seating and concession areas. The Academy's Association of Graduates says the initial phase of the project will be ready for the 2024 Falcon football season. This is CPR and KRCC.